your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus began speaking in the synagogue, saying, "Today this scripture passage is fulfilled in your hearing." All spoke highly of him and were amazed at the words that came from his mouth. But they also asked, "Isn't this the son of Joseph?" He said to them, "Surely you will quote me the proverb, 'Physician, cure yourself,' and say, 'Do here in your native place the things we have heard were done in Capernaum.'" He said, "Amen, amen, I say to you, no prophet is accepted in his own native place. Indeed, I tell you, there were many widows in Israel in the days of Elijah, when the sky was closed for 3.5 years, and a famine covered the entire land. It was to none of these that Elijah was sent, but only to a widow in Zarephath in the land of Sidon. Again, there were many lepers in Israel during the time of Elisha the prophet, yet not one of them was cleansed, only Naaman the Syrian." When the people in the synagogue heard this, they were filled with fury. They rose up, drove him out of town, and led him to the brow of the hill on which their town had been built, to hurl him down headlong. But Jesus passed through the midst of them and went away. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
There are no more poetic words in all of the scriptures than Paul's description today of love. There is probably no word in the English language that is more trivialized than the word love. We say, for example, "I'd love a cold beer. I love what you've done with this room. I'd love to see him fail." We use the same word to describe a thirst, an appreciation for art, and an act of hatred. When two people in the movies or on television are boiling over with passion, they say, "Let's make love." Those are the wrong words. Those words are reserved for people who have earned them. Couples who have survived a miscarriage, parents who sit up all night with a young child throwing up with the flu, couples who struggle to pay the bills and yet continue to say to one another, "I'm yours, you're mine, and I love you." Love must be a self-enriching experience. But the danger signs are when the question arises, which self is being enriched, the other or myself? The danger arises when someone says, "I've done my share, when are you going to do yours? Let's draw a line here and decide." Lines are for lawyers. They're not for lovers. When you talk about lines, you talk about fairness, equity, justice. And don't get me wrong, love is intimately wrapped up in fairness and justice. Even if I only share my sandwich with you, I have a greater claim on your courtesy than does a perfect stranger. What if I share my body with you? The trouble is, we can share our bodies without sharing our hearts and souls. Genuine love must be self-giving. It must enrich not only the two people, but everyone within their environment. Does it make me more patient, more gentle, more forgiving, more compassionate, and more trusting? Genuine love is open to vulnerability. A vulnerability not only to the other's good points, but to their faults. Genuine love is loyal. When the chips are down, most especially when the chips are down. Love is not a feeling, love is an act of the will. Love takes over when feelings fail. Just as the media has convinced us that happiness is feeling good rather than being good, it has convinced us that love is this great exhilarating feeling. No, that's being in love, that's romance. Real love goes much deeper than that. Real love is a couple who day after day after day struggle to respond to a child with mental or physical or emotional difficulties. Real love emerges when someone cuts back on their drinking because it's endangering our relationship. Real love is parents who support a child who they discover is addicted to drugs. When it's said and done, St. Paul said it far better than I could ever say it. Love is patient, love is kind. Love is not jealous, does not put on airs, it is not snobbish. It is not prone to anger, nor does it brood over injuries. Love does not rejoice in what is wrong, but rejoices in the truth. There is no limit to love's forbearance, to its trust, its hope, its power to endure. Amen.